What not to do: confusing calling discernment with pressure or ambition when we use genograms to explore calling, vocation, leadership, and opportunity, we must be especially careful. Calling conversations can inspire people, but they can also pressure people if handled poorly. One common mistake is confusing calling discernment with ambition. Ambition asks, "How can I become important?" Calling asks, "How can I faithfully respond to God with the gifts, opportunities, limits, and responsibilities entrusted to me?" A genogram may reveal that someone comes from a family where no one pursued higher education, ministry leadership, entrepreneurship, or public service. That discovery may awaken courage, but it may also awaken grief, fear, pride, comparison, or pressure. The ministry leader must not rush the person. Do not say, "You need to be the one who changes everything." That can sound inspiring, but it can also place a crushing burden on someone. Do not say, "Your family never did this, so now you must." That turns calling into performance. Do not say, "You are clearly meant to lead," just because the person has a moving story. A wise ministry leader helps the person discern. Discernment includes prayer, scripture, counsel, character, timing, capacity, family responsibilities, church accountability, and practical next steps. Another mistake is using the genogram to shame someone into action. For instance, if a student is hesitant to lead a soul center, it would be harmful to say, "You are just repeating your family's fear." That may sound insightful, but it can wound the person. A better approach is, would it be helpful to explore whether your family story shaped how you respond to leadership opportunities? Notice the difference. One statement labels, the other asks permission. Also, avoid making calling sound purely individual. Christian calling is never detached from love of God and neighbor. Someone may be called to lead, but that leadership must be shaped by humility, service, accountability, and spiritual maturity. A genogram can help reveal opportunities, but it does not replace testing a calling in Christian community. A person may need a pastor, mentor, instructor, spouse, trusted friend, soul center leader, or ministry supervisor to help them discern wisely. What helps? Ask calm questions. Listen for both fear and desire. Honor the person's pace. Encourage one faithful next step rather than a dramatic life overhaul. Keep the gospel larger than the family map. A family story may explain why calling feels difficult, but it does not automatically define what calling must be. The goal is not pressure. The goal is faithful discernment before God.